I think this is a bit more, I mean, my own background. I mean, I actually was seconded from MPL to Euratom, as it happened, but I mean, it didn't matter. But when I took that, I was director of the European Informatics Network project, okay? Mm-hmm. And in fact, it goes back to Donald coming into my office. I can remember it now. On Tuesday afternoon, he said to me, he said, there's a meeting in Brussels tomorrow and they want a technical advisor. So something to do with the networks. Can you go? And I said, well, provided that the travel people can get me a ticket, I can do it. And indeed, I got to this building at exactly on 10 o'clock, went in, and there was about half a dozen people in a room. And I went in and I said, where's the UK delegation? And they said, aren't you? And that was it. And I had to play it by ear. But after that, of course, came the beginnings of EIN. They made me the chairman of a study group to put the thing together, and eventually I became director of the project. And so, but at the end of that, in 1980, when I came back to him, I never left MPL, because I said, if I'm going to do this, I want to have my office headquarters based there. But when I reverted to the UK, I got posted to DGI headquarters. Okay. And after 9 months up there, I actually resigned from the civil service. And the reason was, and I guess this is probably much the same in most countries, that you had in your Ministry for Industry, or whatever you happen to call it, you have people who might have been technical at one time, but they get out of date and they start to pontificate about what should be done on knowledge which is out of date. So they're actually making the wrong decisions. Hmm. And as someone who was relatively new from technology, I could see it was wrong. And in the end, after 9 months, I couldn't speak anymore, and I resigned. But I mean, and then I went into industry, and because I went into industry, after a couple of years, when the ALVIC program was set up, I was seconded back into the civil service as a man from industry. But anyway, that's a good thing. But I think this is the problem that we had over here, that when Wilson got in, and the White Hip Engine and so on, and shortly after that, 65 anyway, they amalgamated the DSIR, as it was, which is now DTI, and the Ministry of Defence. So it was one great Ministry of Technology. And, I mean, that was quite good, because for a while I was on the promotion interview panels for certain grades, so I found out a lot about, you know, the Minister of Defence and things like that.